I know who I'm going to be. So we can go whenever you're ready.
Who are you going to be? All right. Welcome. Wait, we're recording?
Yeah.
Welcome to to another episode of Reviews from the Clubhouse. As always, brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie, and... You broke character. Oh my god.
I bowed first, but then like that's not right. Mother Teresa.
Isn't this our 66th episode?
Yeah. Oh,
you should have been, you fucking idiot.
Oh god, how did I
good at an end your rule is, and not short enough it was.
It's the best I've ever heard.
Thank you.
It's better than the Clone Wars guy.
That guy?
Not saying that he's bad, but like
he's bad.
No, he sounds good, like Yoda.
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking.
Chance is in a mood today.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, it's very rainy.
Yeah, outside. Just like every other episode, Sunday. Yeah. Fuck it.
That's when we record them.
Just play the theme song.
Okay. Jesus, that was really loud. God.
Okay, well, you know, we're back.
We're back.
All our paneling is no longer
it's
on
happened.
The walls.
It all fell off. So
it feels so like, I feel like I'm in
barren.
A different room now.
Yeah, I know. So if there's a tinge more of an echo.
You'll deal with it.
Yeah, I think there might be. I actually do think that paneling helped a bit. But
couldn't tell you.
There's this other painting that I really want to hang up now. It's that one right there. It's a map of like the world. It's from like the 1600s. I mean, it's not real, but
what do you mean it's not real?
Well, it's not like an actual map from the 1600s, but it's a painting based on a map from the 1600s that they.
This is very fascinating.
That they used to use. Should we ask the question of the day first?
No. Since today's Mother's Day.
So,
oh yeah, happy Mother's Day to all.
Thank you.
All the moms out there.
Thank you. I like to think I'm
all
a mother
baby moms.
To some people. You don't even have your laptop today.
I don't.
What the fuck?
It's in my bag. I didn't write any notes. I don't have any news. I've seen this movie a million times. I went to the theaters to see this movie 4 times when it came out. And I also own it on iTunes. And the week that Tenet came out, I watched it every fucking day until Tenet came out.
Chance has... Did you really?
Yeah, I swear to God. This is my favorite Nolan film. This is one of my favorite
films.
This
is your favorite Nolan film?
This is one of my favorite films
of
all times.
This is fine because you are taking... Well, no, let me say this. I'm taking this one seriously because this is your favorite film. So... You better take my favorite Nolan film seriously, and I swear to God.
What is your favorite Nolan film?
You already know. And if
Interstellar?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wait. Interstellar is a good movie.
Okay.
It's just that third act is kind of eh.
Oh.
It's a little eh.
So if
you can't deny that. You can't.
What I'm trying to say.
Strange.
Is if you... Come
they rewrote
here,
that third act a couple times because it was
you
so...
You come here
okay,
and say,
on.
Yeah, I watched this movie. And I'll say, well, when did you watch it? I watched it 3 weeks ago.
No,
and you
I'll
don't
watch it.
I'll rewatch it. A couple days before we actually record because I watch them like 2 days before usually.
I typically do that.
Nah.
What do you mean?
When was the last time you watched this?
I haven't watched this in a while. But I mean, I've seen it a million times. Wait. Every other episode, though, I'm like, yeah, I watched this just before I came here.
It needs to be fresh in your cranium.
Dude, I could quote this movie from...
All right, how's it start? What's the first line?
What is the first? It's in Japanese.
Twilight.
Because... different film.
All right, what's the subtitle say then?
He says something about how dude washed up on shore and he had the little turnstile and he had a gun. And then they drag him in and he eats a bowl of oatmeal and his eyes are all red because...
He ate that oatmeal really... like
his eyes are all red because he came out of the ocean.
Yeah.
I've seen this movie.
Salt water irritates your eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
All I know is that...
And you pass.
When he says this, he says, Cordes. And he puts the thing on the table. When he reaches for his wine, he's like, something, something, a man from a half-remembered dream. Something, something.
I know what this is.
This carpet stains in most distinctive ways.
That's a good...
But definitely made of wool. Right now, I'm laying on polyester. That's good.
Is that like...
It's Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, No, I know. He's a great actor.
Is he?
But were you trying to do like a Japanese accent?
I mean, kind of not.
Okay, because it was
horrible. I'm probably operating at 30% right now.
What I was trying to... Okay.
Hang on, wait.
No.
We're already talking about the movie, we haven't filled up.
We can blabber before.
We need more banter because I don't have any news.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So here's one of my questions for you.
I'm ready.
What time did you go to sleep last night and why? Why did you go to sleep so late?
I didn't go to sleep late.
Really?
I went to sleep at like probably 10.
Oh, well, that's not late. Usually it goes, yeah, I'm operating on about 30% right now. And I say, why, Chance? Well, we were up late last night drinking.
Well, hang on. Whoa, you make it sound like I fucking drink every night.
You do.
No, I don't. What the fuck?
Just about.
All right. Listen, this is slander. Wait. Yeah, because libel. Wait. No, this
libel
is libel.
Libel is if you print it, I believe.
Regardless, you're lying.
Slander. I think you had it right the first time.
Yeah, I was up watching Invincible.
Oh, that animated one.
Yeah.
You like
it's
it?
Pretty good.
I've heard it's really good.
It's pretty good. Like the end of the first episode is like fucking bonkers.
Really?
Yes.
Is it like adult or is it?
Yes. It's really? Very, yeah. Oh, don't show this to kids.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Now, why did they choose to animate it? I guess because there's a lot of live-action superhero shows.
Well, I mean, you can do a lot more with animation.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, you know,
cheaper.
Stick your hand through someone's face. That happens.
Well, way to spoil it.
I just think, what?
Someone
gets their head squeezed and their eyeballs
popped
out.
Oh, gosh. Don't. Is it just a random Joe or Jane?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know.
So, I've got something to talk about.
Okay.
So, we finished up a shoot.
We did.
On Sunday. Not today, but last Sunday, which would be the second.
Actually, it was today because we're fifth dimensional beings.
Dimensional beings, right.
Well, actually, no, I'm a fifth dimensional
being. No, you're a fifth dimensional being. Can't keep that straight.
What are you?
I think I'm a demigod.
You think?
I think that's
what
I said.
Son of Zeus?
No, if I was a demigod, Achilles always comes to mind.
Fuck Achilles.
But.
Is there no one else?
That's such a good moment.
That
That's
movie
a good
is
movie.
So like, I have the director's cut of that movie.
It's like 3 hours long.
And actually, it's either Benioff or Weiss, one of them, the writers from Game of Thrones, one of them wrote that movie.
Really?
But that movie's like, it's a guilty pleasure for me because it's not really like a good movie.
Really? You don't think so?
No.
Oh my gosh. What about the whole Hector and Achilles fight?
Yeah, the one part of that movie, the action sequence, doesn't like up for
there's
the
so
rest
many
of
good
the movie.
Like,
there's some pretty bad dialogue in there.
But
Brad Pitt's accent comes and goes.
Yeah, it's a little But you know what? I've always said I don't know if Brad Pitt he's definitely gotten
he's
better
a great
over
actor.
The years.
I think he's a great I think he gets
It depends on the role. Like, he's great in Fight Club. He's great in Inglourious Bastards. When he's
seen
playing
that Jesse James movie
character.
Where he plays Jesse James and the coward Robert Ford or whatever the fuck?
No.
Where he's like the outlaw Jesse James.
I've never even heard of that.
He's good in that. I think it's a Coen Brothers movie.
Killing Them Softly, too?
I haven't seen
that.
I've seen the first, like, 15 minutes of it. And I was like, where the fuck's Brad Pitt? And I stopped watching it.
Oh, he wasn't in it.
I mean, he's in it, but...
But he's like not in
not
it.
Not in it for a while.
I really want to watch True Grit, speaking of the Coen brothers.
I haven't seen that. I
haven't either.
Is.
We should watch that
What's
one.
His name? Matt Damon. And
Jeff Bridges?
Yes. And Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah,
She's the new Hawkeye. Kate Bishop.
That's her. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, she's incredible. Mm-hmm. I've seen clips from...
She's a musician as well. She's a singer.
Really? Wow. Anyways, okay,
you know that song? I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted. That's
yes.
I love that song.
She dropped down a bit. I hate that fucking song.
What?
Oh,
I mean, it
so
was overplayed.
Oh my god. Plus, I don't really like.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't really like a lot of modern
hip hop
music that
That's
much.
Not hip-hop.
No. Like, I like some hip hop. You know.
Sure.
I love me some J. Cole.
Wow.
That's rap, but.
J. Cole, he's got an album dropping on the 14th.
Does he really?
Yeah, he just dropped an interlude.
Holy moly.
Yesterday.
I like saying that
Friday.
I like rap and then being the whitest person ever. Will blow
Gee
me down.
Willikers. This motherfucker is spitting.
Oh my god.
That's you. I was being you for a second.
Well, anyways, we had a shoot on Sunday.
Oh yeah, I forgot. What the fuck are we doing?
It went amazingly well. Don't you agree that it went so well?
Yeah, it was. It was great. It was honestly, it was the best shoot day I've ever had.
Yeah, it was good. I can't wait to show it
in
to
front
everyone.
And behind the camera. You know what I mean? I mean, I wasn't in front of the camera.
I was gonna say, oh, but you're saying like...
Yeah, both.
Right, right, you know, right. It was the most fun. It.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to announce it yet, but...
Yes.
But you can go on our Instagram, on Clubhouse Films Instagram.
Or you can follow Chris Ott, because he's been posting
yeah.
a lot of stuff on the shoot.
Yeah. He's also our editor for
yes.
a bunch of stuff. But... yeah, check it out. I think once the actual project releases, it'll be
a slam dunk, as they say.
It'll be one of the best things ever.
Yes.
Definitely one of the best things we've ever done.
Look at that Audi.
Oh yeah, it's all right. The black rims help it. That's what's out that window.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Our famous segment. What's out that window?
There's nothing going on out there today.
Trees. Anyway. yeah, so I think... what's the time?
well, I have a question for you.
Okay. Is this the question of the day?
No, it's more for our listeners. So, like, people have heard Chance do his accents and everything. They yes. really want Chance to do, like, a voiceover reel.
Good. Good.
But.
I'm going to do that several times today. Just yeah. peak the audio.
Well, I've got a little.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Well, look at me. I'm Logan. I know how to.
You want to take over?
Tappy tappy on my... Nope.
Oh, hey, speaking of Chris.
Speak of
he the... texted me. Or, I mean, texted
speak of the devil. And he shall appear.
Yes.
But yeah, mm-hmm. don't you guys agree that he should do a voiceover reel? I want to get him into voice acting.
Nah.
Okay. Well, you even said that you
maybe
want to
I
do that.
Maybe I could be a radio guy.
Well, you're on the right path.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh yeah, speaking of
ball of energy,
that Invincible show, Mark Hamill's in it.
Oh, is he really?
There's a lot of John Hamm, Mahershala Ali.
John Jam, really? Yeah. Have you seen that Baby Groot thing?
Nope.
Okay, you gotta check this out. Disney.
Disney?
Disney. So you know how they've been working on
yes.
like their animatronics really heavily. Sure. But they made a fully walking, dancing Baby Groot.
I'm not surprised.
It's amazing. Look, Krista showed me this morning. It's one of the most amazing feats in engineering I've
baby
ever
Groot.
Seen.
Anything babies, baby-wise, baby creatures are just, they're very lucrative. Baby Groot, Baby
well, yeah,
Yoda.
Absolutely. Yeah, just wait until they make a Baby Yoda one. It's just as good. But yeah, they've been working with like Boston Dynamics.
His name is Grogu, by the way.
Yeah, Grogu. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had this debate on set. Like, do you call him Baby Yoda or do yeah. you call him Grogu? And I'm like, well, it kind of doesn't matter because he's not real.
Have you watched The Bad Batch yet?
Nope.
Me neither.
It's like an hour long, the first episode.
Whoa, is it really?
Yeah, or like 40 minutes. Oh, okay. It's long.
So not an hour. Like 10 minutes longer than a normal.
Pretty. No commercials? That's pretty long.
But how many of those 40 minutes are credits? About 10 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like the Disney Plus series, like way it's like long. Fucking 15 minutes yeah. of credits. Like how many
pisses
fucking people
well,
are working on the show?
A lot of people.
Well, yeah.
But which is good.
Obviously, because yeah. the credits are 15 minutes.
I think that's enough banter.
I think so. All right. So,
ow, my jaw cracked.
We are here to talk about a dream within a dream. Within a dream. Three layers of dreams.
Is that the most they go into? A dream within a dream within a dream?
Well, they go to limbo, which is another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like four.
Well, limbo technically isn't a dream.
You're still asleep, though.
But you're
it's
like.
It's not reality.
Like done for. Dunzo.
So.
Chance does think I'm funny. He just laughs away from the
this
mic.
This movie is written by...
He's smiling. Yeah, yeah.
Written and directed by Christopher Nolan.
And his brother?
Nah, I think it's
oh.
just him.
Oh, wow.
At least that's what IMDb says. Mm-hmm. I'm the B.
I'm the B.
All right, so.
Do it in the British accent.
A thief who steals corporate secrets through the use of dream sharing technology is given a inverse task of planting an idea into the mind of a CEO. Stars the great Leonardo DiCaprio, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Elliot Page, excuse me, Ken Watanabe, we got Tom Hardy, we got Cillian Murphy, we got a whole bunch of people in this fucking movie. My cocaine. Whole bunch of fucking people. Cool. Get that camera on my face.
Do you think that Michael Caine, literally once he hears that Christopher Nolan is working on another movie, he just waits for the phone?
He was in a, I think it was a round table or something, and Samuel Jackson was there, and he was talking about, he's like, yeah, Quentin just calls me, and he's like, I got a role for you. He doesn't ask, he's like, he doesn't ask me if I'm available, nothing, he's just like, all right, I got a script.
And I take it because it's Quentin Tarantino. And
Michael Caine's like, yeah, that's what Chris Nolan does for me. But yeah,
and I would take it because it's Christopher Nolan.
Look at Tenet. I mean, he's sitting the entire time eating.
Easy day.
There was an explosion in Stunks 12.
How many times have you seen that one?
Tenet? A lot.
Really?
Six? I love Tenet.
Seven?
I've seen it so much that it finally makes sense.
Wow. Yes. I would hope after maybe
the
second
end
time.
Also takes place in the beginning of the movie.
The end takes place in the beginning.
Because.
Uh-huh. What's the end? Forget. I've only seen it once.
When they have the algorithm and they're trying to seal it in the ground. And they go to that town and they blow that building up, reverse and normal. Remember?
Yep.
Sure. But, yeah. So, at like the halfway mark, they start.
Hello.
They start going backwards in time. And
hello.
So, you know, the beginning of the opera siege?
Yeah.
Like, that and the end of the movie both take place in the same day.
Really?
Yeah.
Interessante.
Time. Yeah, Nolan has a strange obsession with time.
He loves
Memento,
it.
Memento.
Yeah.
Fucking this.
Well, see, I think this is definitely, well, I think Tenet was
his
biggest time thing.
It's time travel.
And I think he's like, he was slowly building up to it.
Interstellar deals with time.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
This deals with time.
Maybe he's really insecure and like he's afraid of death. I mean, aren't we all though? Are
Not
you afraid
me.
Of death?
Kill me now.
Oh. What? You haven't even accomplished anything.
Exactly.
So I mean, any of your goals. I mean, you've accomplished stuff, of course, but.
I'm here. Do it. Kill me.
Kill me.
Anyway, all right. So, yeah. So.
What's the synopsis? Oh, you already read that. Yeah. Read it again.
So.
Read it back. Oh, my God. Phone's on vibrate, Chance. What is this? Day one?
It's my weef.
It's your weefy.
She wants to. Ooh, look at my dog. The game.
She sent you a picture of the fucking dog.
I do this.
Did you get a new couch?
No, that's the bed.
Oh, that's the bed. With you did get a new bed,
16
though.
16 pillows.
Yeah, I know. Let me see that again.
So. What the fuck are we talking about? Oh,
we're talking about Inception.
Almost said Interstellar.
I wish.
So, DiCaprio plays a guy named Cobb. He is accused of killing his wife because he kind of did kill his wife because he fucked her mind up.
Yeah.
Like, he made her think that she was asleep, but she wasn't asleep. And right. She jumped out of the window and killed herself to wake herself up.
Haunts him.
Yeah.
That's why he's focused on one of those little things.
Yeah, because.
What do they call it? Token.
Totem.
Totem.
Close.
Why would it be called a totem? That's,
I don't know.
A token is much more apt.
It's not Nolan-esque enough.
Always like the white man to steal from the natives.
Go on with your notes.
Oh, I've got notes. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. So one of the first things I want to talk about.
Did you know that the theme song? You know the song that they play?
Yeah, Time.
Is that the no? What?
Yeah, it's called Time.
Well, and the score, yeah, but I'm talking about the song, like when they're. To synchronize the kicks, the French song. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Oh,
that
I think that's,
the theme is that song just slowed down.
Really?
Yes.
It's interesting.
And all of the main characters' names, the first letters of their names, spells dream. So you got Dom
Cobb.
His first name is Dom.
Okay, well,
Dom Cobb.
How often do they call him Dom?
Doesn't matter. It's still his name.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Dom. You got
somebody. Robert.
Yes, Robert.
Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Eames. Arthur.
Eames. What name is that?
That's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, but... what I mean, like... I've never heard that name before.
Maul.
Darth Maul.
There's more. I can't remember.
Well, that's M, so now we just need an S.
Sato.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. I almost burped. Cool. Yeah, it's really interesting. This is a terrible episode.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. All right, go ahead.
Okay, nice. All right, I've got a few. I got hung up on that word.
Hey, while we got you here, why don't you like,
yeah,
subscribe, share,
subscribe,
follow,
yeah,
us on social media,
yeah. Reviews to the clubhouse.
Yes.
Everywhere,
yes,
for the, yes, most part.
Yes.
Or for some reason from Clubhouse on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know.
You made it.
It wouldn't let me do the fucking... Whatever.
All right. So my first like is about the sound design. Because this was definitely one of the first movies that I remember seeing that I was like blown away by some,
yeah,
of the sound.
Yeah, that's why
design.
I saw it 5 times. Because I was like, I need to understand this movie.
Really?
It came out in 2010. So.
Yeah. If you would tell me that this movie came out last year, I'd believe you. It still looks really good.
Did you know they built that hallway for real? Like the spinning
one? I know. Wow. It's one of the largest practical sets ever built.
Well.
Well, not largest.
They flooded, you know, in the beginning when they dunk him in the bathtub and then he's standing. Mm-hmm. They flooded that room for real.
Yeah. That's
all practical
effects. An amazing
effects.
Scene. Yeah, this is definitely, I would say, probably his second, maybe first, most intensive VFX film. Because Interstellar is like...
Prestige just got some... It's got all the lightning shits.
Yeah, but like that's easy stuff. Like they're flipping towns, sandwiching them together, you know.
They did that for real. Did you know that? They really flipped the whole street.
Onto the set. What the fuck is going on?
It's okay. It's a film set. We're shooting.
This is a real town.
You'll get a tax break.
You'll get a tax break.
No, yeah. That, like when the street blows up.
Yeah.
That was all real. Like when they blow up all the... Like music. You never really remember the beginning of a dream, do
that
you?
That was real?
Yeah, they blew up all those, they put like charges and shit in the ground and the, like in the market, blew up all those like fruit.
I have a hard time believing that.
I mean, there's some CGI, yeah, but I mean like they blew that.
I would
shit
say
up.
Maybe like the, yeah, I don't know, it's hard. Like the ground, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go back and like really study that to make a determination.
Well,
it
I've seen the
behind
the scenes
me.
Featurette and they definitely...
Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah,
it's
but yeah, it probably is a good blend. Of,
yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's typically, personally, that's how I think you're supposed to use CGI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, with a good mix, 50-50, yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to create an entire like, and that's my problem with the prequels. Like, you have these like impossibly huge rooms,
right?
Where like they're clearly walking in front of a blue screen, and yeah, like the ceiling is fucking 100 feet tall.
I would agree with that. Absolutely. But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Like, well, not here to talk about prequels. So what I, yes, mean by the sound design is like, yeah, not only are the explosions really good. And
explosions.
Like, explosions. Yeah.
Not I love only, some explosions.
Are they really good? But even the little things of like, take for instance, when they're walking through that French town and a guy is walking past him, he was ringing his bell. Like the bike noises, the car noises, everything sounds so real. Like you're there.
Speaking of sound mixing, I was, yeah, watching something the other day.
Uh huh.
The Americans. And,
oh yeah.
And they're at this buffet, and I don't know who is the sound editor for this, but I threw in a sneeze. Like people, you just hear in the background. I was like, I love the fact that they put a sneeze in here. I was like, it makes it feel so real.
Especially at a buffet, then you don't, yeah, want to eat it.
I was like, this is why you can't serve yourself right now at buffets. Because
you ever seen the Family Guy one where he's like, yeah, I was a security guard for the salad buffet, and this lady's like, and he pulls out a gun and goes, take it outside. And he points it at this old lady, like he's gonna blow her away.
Take it outside. That's what we need.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's what we need in a post-COVID world.
Fuck, that's funny.
Anyway. Did you just sneeze into your hand? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Take it outside. Yeah, no, like, sound design is brilliant.
Yes.
It's so good.
We're still talking about sound?
No, I'm moving on. That was a wrap up. Okay. You interrupt my train of thought.
Well, I mean, so sorry.
I
not
do
really
the same thing to you, so it doesn't matter. The music.
Yes.
Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer. What?
Is this the second film they collaborated on?
No, because they did The Dark Knight. I'm quite sure he did.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
I'm quite sure he did.
Did he do Prestige?
Prestige.
So they had been
the
working
last
for
film
a
they
while.
Worked on though was Inter. Did he do Dunkirk? I don't know.
One of them
he didn't do. Tenet.
Okay, so Tenate. So then he must have done Dunkirk then as well.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, if only we had a computer in our pocket.
Ludwig Göransson did Tenet. Tenet.
Yeah. What is it? He also did
The Mandalorian. Yeah. Black Panther. It's where he won his Academy Award.
What with the Prestige?
I won't bury you. I buried enough members of the Wayne family. That's my best Michael.
No, he didn't do the Prestige. It was David Julian. Don't know the name. Yeah,
yes,
music is so
yes,
good.
Yes.
Hans Zimmer, clearly one of the best.
The performances are great. I really love the behind the scenes featurette because this deals with like so much of like the fantastical because it's fucking dreams. DiCaprio spent a lot of time with Nolan to try and figure out the humanity of his character and like really try to like flesh him out and make him like as real as possible.
Hmm.
And I appreciate it. So like, all right. So you know when they first go into the dream. When they're on the plane.
Which one? Oh, yes.
And it's raining. Mm-hmm. They shot that during a sunny day in California, and they had like a whole bunch of, what are those things? The panels we used for when we were shooting.
Oh, like sky panels?
Yeah. They had like, the street was filled with them to block the sun.
Sky panels are a certain type of light.
So yeah, the street was littered with them to block all the sun. And made it
flags.
Yes, sure.
The things that block out sunlight. Yes. Yeah, so like flags.
So they had those up and like giant cranes and flooded the whole street with like sprinklers and shit to make it rain.
Darkness
rises.
Yeah, those rain machines are fucking...
My dumbass. I'm like, wow. I wonder how long it took them to schedule a shoot day where it was raining. I'm like, oh wait, well
they probably prepped
created
that
their own weather
for a couple days.
I mean, it was a sunny day and it was like fucking 100 degrees, and they just blasted out the sun and flooded the street. But yeah, it's pretty amazing
that
they're
goes to.
Like, I love Nolan. Like this movie.
He's your favorite director, right?
One of.
Who's your favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I have favorites, but. Duh.
Can you hear me itching my face?
Scratching?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we've done that before. Must be just like
I hate when people
nightmare in their ears.
I'm going to itch this. I'm like, you mean you're going to scratch it? Cause and effect, you itch, so you scratch.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, well, no, you don't.
I'm going to itch myself.
What a great episode.
Tell Chance not to drink Red Bulls because they're going to make his heart explode.
Hey, guess what? What? Fuck you.
I had two sips of coffee this morning and I immediately poured
it
out.
You mean two sips of cream?
No. It was espresso coffee. Thank you.
My wife is sending me memes.
What kind of memes? Hi, Ghost. I love you.
Anyway.
I'm not cutting this out.
Who's your favorite character on the team?
I'm going to say Tom Hardy because I love Tom Hardy.
You didn't even know his fucking name.
No. How many... You've seen this movie 200 times.
Yes.
But how many characters, aside from, you know, this movie, can you name in a film? What's the main character's name in Memento?
I haven't seen Memento a lot.
That's what I'm saying. I've only seen this movie twice. How the fuck would I know his name?
All right. That's fair. But... So you like Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
I like his,
just because I love Tom Hardy. Though.
I like his job. He's a forger and now he can like make himself look like other people.
I love that casino scene. Ugh.
Oh, when he's in Mombasa.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. He's like, I see your spelling hasn't improved. Piss off. gets mad.
He's got a great accent. He doesn't actually speak like that. Is he Australian?
No, he's British.
But he's like Cockney or something?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I don't think he's...
He is a recovering addict.
From?
Crack cocaine.
No way.
Yes.
You're making that up.
And alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
It's hard. It's a hard life in the flip side of London. I say that to my British. My brother-in-law is British. And I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, if we ever jump the pond, you gotta take me to the flip side of London. He gets so mad. He's like, there is no flip side of London. He gets jump pissed.
The pond.
He's so mad.
Why does he get pissed?
I don't know.
There's no.
I'm like, yeah, man, you gotta take me to have a proper fish and chips.
Ooh, where would you go for that?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Fair enough. I wasn't asking you.
Oh, well, okay. Like, well, I mean, it's just us here, so I didn't know.
Speculating. I'm like, oh,
no, well, okay. Maybe next time, like, don't look at me when you...
Where when you
ask,
I look?
When you ask historical questions.
I'll look straight down at the
desk. Just
look
out the window.
Okay.
All right. What the fuck are we... All right.
I've got another one.
Okay.
The sound design. I'm just kidding.
Cinematography is great.
He hasn't
worked with this cinematographer since Interstellar, I think.
Is that right?
Because the guy who shot Tenet also shot Dunkirk, and they're like a team now.
Well, this guy shot...
pretty much all of his other movies.
Yeah, he shot Dark Knight, Prestige, Dark Knight Rises. But yeah, did he do Batman Begins? He did do Batman Begins.
Probably.
Wait. What is he credited on? What the fuck? He's an actor. What? That's so weird. Anyways, the cinematographer is an actor in the Dark Knight video, or the Jesus in Batman Begins the video game.
What the fuck?
It's weird.
You
right?
ever play that game?
No.
I played it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it on?
PS2.
Was it good? Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, there it is. No, the cinematography is always really good in Nolan's films, but I think... Yeah, his best looking one, God, is probably Interstellar, in my opinion.
Tenet.
Yeah, well, you could be wrong. It's fine. It's fine to be wrong. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being wrong.
Why? Because it takes place in space, so it looks...
No, the shots are fucking incredible.
You don't think the shots in Tenet are incredible?
They
literally
I think they did it
forwards and backwards practically.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's very impressive. I think they're more impressive.
They crashed that plane... into a building for real.
But how do you compare like a shot like that to a shot in Sicario?
Did they crash a plane in Sicario?
No, but they were in a plane. But like that's what I'm saying.
Barely.
Like, but how do you compare like that cinematography, which is more like simple, to something as insane as crashing a plane into a... I mean...
How about...
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be that hallway fight when they did it forwards and backwards.
Yeah, like I said, it's
but
very
I will
impressive.
Say that the... Although it is impressive in Tenet, it has nothing on the hallway fight in this with Joseph Gordon.
Oh, when so it, cool.
When it's like spinning.
Yeah.
And all that. I love that shit.
That's where he, yeah.
Kind of doesn't make very much sense.
What, when the hallway's
just
tripping?
Yeah. All of that kind of, you know. They built this hallway. I think it took like 2 weeks to film
or something.
Like that. Yeah. Very impressive. It like rotated and everything. I couldn't imagine like stunt training for that because I'm quite sure that the environment that they trained in wasn't actually spinning. So once they got on set, it was a different
environment. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they probably... See, this is like... So, like, if we go back to look at, again, Star Wars, like, when Liam Neeson was, like, learning to do his lightsaber fight. Yeah, for the very first preliminary stages, they would be on the most basic... You know, garage possible.
I'm quite sure they ran it a couple times.
Yeah,
before.
They probably learned all their things in a very
neutral environment. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was adamant on doing his own stunts for that because he wanted it to look good.
Yeah.
Good.
A little fact: if you're not sure how they do,
I know
like stunt
do.
Doubles. I wasn't talking to you. I'm talking to our
listeners.
Okay.
So he's looking at me.
I'm not looking at you. I was looking at my computer.
Why don't you want to look at me? Love
you're
me?
So self-absorbed.
Well, I am an actor.
Yeah, I know. No, but like if you're curious how they do that, so what they used to do...
Watch the behind the scenes featurette.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could listen to me, tell you.
Okay.
Well, what they used to do...
It's like we have a podcast about this or something.
Very old style. Was like, let's say 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. They would do a little mixture of... like actual fighting, and then they would cut away to another actor not seeing their face.
The cowboy switch, isn't that what it's called?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Got a little bit more advanced. They would start using like realistic prosthetic masks
or
that people would wear.
Jean-Claude Van Damme or Jackie Chan and have them do their own
stunts. I know. Well, that's another way. But now they do a little mixture of both, all three.
There's that part in Falcon and Winter Soldier where
which one?
He's like spinning around, like when he's like doing his flips or whatever. Ooh. And he's like
the Falcon, Winter Soldier.
Falcon.
Okay.
And it's like when he's the training montage.
Yeah.
And he like flips in slow motion. It's clearly not him. It's clearly not him. And I was like, all right.
It's like, what's the focus on that? And they zoom in on the fucking blades of grass flipping up. Like, why is that?
Because he's working hard, man.
But what does that have to do with? Oh my God. All right, fine. The next time we're working hard on our podcast, I'm going to zoom in. If I had a camera, I would zoom in on the mouse just moving around.
But we don't film this. Know what you could do? You could turn the audio way up. When you're in deep thought, and it's just silence. Of just the audio, noise. You can hear the leaves just rustling outside. Like, oh, Logan's thinking.
So stupid. I'm going to move on.
Okay.
I think Nolan, and we've said this before, that Nolan is probably one of the most original storytellers out there right now. He's definitely got this crazy mind, and
he's almost like his own genre.
Yeah, for sure it is.
And I've heard that this film is an allegory for like his life. So Cobb has to do this job in order to get back to his family. So like
Nolan has to
Nolan as a filmmaker, he goes off to make these films and he gets done with his films he can go back and Cobb kind of, if you look at like behind the scenes, like photos and like featurettes, DiCaprio kind of looks like Nolan. His hairstyle is the same.
Yeah.
And
there's just a lot of tweed.
And it's kind of like he deals with dreams and you deal with filmmaking, which is like a almost like a fantasy kind of style job. Like it's very like, I don't know if that's true. People definitely
see the similarities.
Yeah,
though.
So it's quite interesting.
It's true or not, you can draw conclusions.
The whole concept of this movie, like my wife, she's like, this movie's confusing. I'm like, it's really kind of not
very confusing.
Not really. It's pretty bare bones. They have to
what?
Like it's not that hard to understand. They have to
what?
Tenet is what? Way harder to more hard to. Even Interstellar is kind of like.
It's not that bad.
It's more, you think that the plot and like the mechanics behind Interstellar is less complex than this. This, it's literally just dreams and you fucking
is like the structure of it. And like, this is in my notes too. If you're in the first 20 minutes, if you're not paying like razor sharp attention,
that's any
you're
Nolan
be
movie.
So fucking
that's
lost.
Any movie.
But that's what I had though. I mean, that's all of his films. But I mean, not really
that's
so much
any
for like Prestige
movie, though. Prestige, there's like little subtle hints that you need to be paying attention to so that the finale kind of all the clones and then magic. Remember Scarlett Johansson drowns in that movie?
She doesn't.
Nah, it's the other lady. Yeah. It's the lady from Coyote Ugly. I don't know her name.
I haven't seen it.
What?
Yeah. What is Coyote Ugly?
It's that movie with the bar.
Oh, it's a bar in it. Ah, yes.
Yeah, the bar is called Coyote Ugly. I think it's a real bar.
Bar that?
I don't know, bro. I didn't make that.
Did
movie.
You say girl?
What?
Did you say I don't know, girl?
I said bro.
Oh, okay.
It's okay though.
Sounded like you said girl. Let's go back and listen to that. You did say.
Let me see the cover again. So
that's two times. All
right. So yeah, but like I mean, this movie's pretty easy to understand.
I don't
so,
know.
Cobb's on the run.
Confusing.
He fucking steals secrets. He's corporate espionage shit. He does a job. Job goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to go on the run.
Right.
And the dude he was supposed to steal the ideas from, which is Ken Watanabe. He's like, hey, man, I knew your deception was obvious. I got a job for you, though. He's like, a dream within a dream. Quite impressive. I have a job
within
for you.
A dream.
I need you to tear down my competition's corporation.
Right.
Put an idea in his mind to make his company go public or whatever.
So what was he trying to steal from?
So in the beginning,
yeah.
I don't know, just some secrets.
Doesn't matter.
He worked for Coble Engineering, which is a rival company to Ken Watanabe. What's his name? Saito. Yeah. I always get Saito and what's Kenneth Branagh's name in Tenet? Saito is Ken Watanabe.
Sabbath.
Yeah, Black Sabbath. Ken Watanabe is Sato, and then
what I meant,
and then Kenneth Branagh is Salto.
Salivate.
Satan. I don't know. It's very similar.
Satan.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, go on.
What about that? what about that bar that they tilt it to a 40-degree angle? I guess they like auditioned like over 200 extras. And they had to
lean the right way,
not look like they were leaning,
right?
And it was very hard to do.
That's like Michael Jackson.
They tilted that whole bar to 40 degrees, like a 40-degree angle.
You know, the other way to like really do that on the cheap,
just tilt the camera. But then you won't get all the glasses dangling and shit.
But you could film that separately.
Cillian Murphy's like, whoa,
inserts.
Am I dreaming right now, or is it just me? Or is this bar leaning at a 40-degree angle? DiCaprio is like,
how would you know specifically? Is it me or is this bar leaning at 37.9 degrees?
DiCaprio is like, you're wrong. It's 40 degrees.
No.
It's my job to know these things because you're dreaming. Yeah, go on.
Let's talk about the VFX.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
We've kind of touched upon the VFX a bit, but yeah, like this is... They've aged very well. Mm-hmm. They still look really good. Mm-hmm. And it was probably the mm-hmm. first time mm-hmm. that we've seen effects like this in a film.
Laugh. Yes.
Well, that's good. Because even Doctor Strange kind of stole from this when they're going into the mirror dimension.
Just because it's not like, I don't know. Everybody said that when.
It looks. It does look
but it's not
very
like,
similar.
Just because Inception did that doesn't mean that it owns that.
Oh no,
trope.
No! I like, know.
I don't know. I feel like
okay, borrowed then.
Like
they went
I don't
into
know.
Their dreams and they stole.
Yeah. Oh, good.
See what you did there? Because like this is all about.
So Scott Derrickson, writer and director of Doctor Strange,
went into
Nolan's dreams.
Inception.
Wow. Actually, it would be Extraction because he didn't incept anything in his mind. He just stole something. So. He extracted his shot list and gave it to his DP. And was
totally
like,
lost right now. Are you making any sense to yourself?
Yes.
Okay, good. The last note that I really have is about just the main theme about the song Time. Incredible. It's the best.
Bum, bum. This started a trope of like the bum.
The foghorn sounds. Yeah. Absolutely it did. Yeah. But
what about Interstellar with the killer organ?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Bean is so loud.
But, like this is like so grandiose and like, yeah, I don't know. I love this song more than I like the main theme in Interstellar. It's so good. Go to YouTube and look up Time by Hans Zimmer.
It's on my...
You'll love it.
I have it downloaded on my phone.
I think I do too. Yeah. Oh, got a text.
I was about to say. So, the big question. Do you think he's awake at the end?
Yeah, that is the... Well,
ultimately, it doesn't
Well, because I
matter,
thought like...
Because it's not supposed to matter because he's with his children, you know what I mean?
Right. Uh-oh. Fuck, I saw it fly out of there.
Sorry about that. Did you sneeze into your hand? I didn't. I sneezed into the air.
Yeah, you're going to get us both killed. So, I don't know. So, I thought, like, yeah.
You're vaccinated.
Yeah, I am. You're not.
Don't tell people that.
Oh, you are. Are you sneezing again?
You're damn right. I thought I was going okay. to, but.
I thought that
I don't believe in vaccinations.
He might be.
I can't stand that shit. I don't believe in vaccinations. Yeah, that's why there's fucking kids with fucking measles right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
you
that?
Know you're pumped. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
this isn't
so,
a political podcast. Yeah,
it's not. Get vaccinated though.
if you don't want your kids to get measles,
yeah, we'll
fucking
come down
smallpox,
there and give them measles.
Fucking polio is gonna be back before we know it.
Fuck. I mean that. Affected FDR.
I know, which is why they made a fucking vaccine
I know,
for it.
It's fucking
anyway.
Crazy. So, what was I talking about?
I don't know. Vaccines?
Oh, fuck. No, not about vaccines.
What were you talking about? Hang on. Wait. Oh, about whether he's awake or...
Oh, yeah. Awake or not. I thought originally maybe he wasn't because at the end, it kind of like starts to topple. But when they it still is like wobbly.
Ken Watanabe touched it in a dream.
What does it mean? Yeah, what's it matter though? That's the big question. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think it was?
He's definitely awake.
Yeah, let us know in the comments if you think.
Because Michael Caine is standing there and he watches him hug his kids. I see you. Wait, what is this? What does he say? I look across the tables, and I see you there.
It's not Inception. Maybe the wife, way.
Maybe a couple of kids. I wouldn't say anything to you. No, anyway.
And you wouldn't say anything to me. Yeah.
No, me to you. But we both know that you are happy. I never wanted you to come back to Gotham. Michael Caine.
Oh, well, that's really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael Caine.
Thank you. Yeah. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, but it is a good, I like that he ends on like thought-provoking questions though, because I think that's what a film should do.
I don't, you don't need like a whole bunch of answers. And it also adds like rewatchability to
it. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I definitely think he's awake,
his though. Films are the most rewatchable in terms of like, now that statement could be interpreted a bunch of different ways, but like, I'm not saying like the Harry Potter films aren't rewatchable, but those are rewatchable. Shut up. Those are rewatchable because
those
like,
movies though, they get better like as they go along.
Oh, absolutely. They do.
Deathly Hallows.
So good.
Fucking fire.
Yeah. So good.
Man. I remember I saw the Deathly Hallows Part 1 in theaters. And the sound cut out like right when Hermione was explaining what the Deathly Hallows was.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like the little animated part. And the sound cut out for the rest of the movie. And they gave us like a free voucher that I never used.
Did you stay there and finish it?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I didn't drive myself. So I was like with people. And they were it was actually Ben Stone and his family. And I was just like, wow. I wish I knew what was going on. When they're at Malfoy Manor and Harry's face is all fucked up, I was like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but I saw it again.
Well, I would hope so. No, I hope that's the only time you've ever seen it.
But that was the last like 40 minutes of the movie, so I'm like, damn.
That's
like,
a long time.
Yeah. Anyway.
And the music.
And then so Dobby died. And
yeah.
I was still crying even though I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, wow, really?
Oh, my God. What? That's sad.
I don't cry at films.
They killed Dobby? That was fucked up.
I mean, it's very sad, yeah.
It's a Harry Potter. I'm fucking bleeding. I'm dead. I got a knife in my stomach.
You kind of slip into that turmoil in there.
I mean, he sounds like Dobby.
A little bit, yeah.
Dobby, the free elf or whatever the fuck, he gave
house
me a sock.
Right? Yeah.
He gave me a sock, so now I'm free.
All right, here's the question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The question of the day.
Would you give an elf a sock?
That's not the question of the day.
To make him free.
That's not the question of the day.
It's elves, pretty fucked up how they, real. Like, elves are like slaves.
Oh, I completely agree.
What's the one's name? At the creature.
Creature, yeah. I was going to say Krumpus.
He's such a dick.
He is an asshole.
I mean, he's
a slave.
But I
probably would be too. Yeah.
That would be pretty bitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
Okay, question of the day is what's your favorite score from film, TV show, or even a game?
Or who's your favorite composer?
Or who's your favorite composer? That's good.
John Williams.
Or both. And they can be two separate.
Did you know that John Williams freehands all of his music?
I know. He writes it out.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Who's your favorite composer, and then what's your favorite theme? If you had to choose.
Probably John Williams is my favorite
composer.
My favorite.
Because he's created so many iconic
Jaws,
themes over time.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Star
Indiana
Wars.
Indiana Jones.
Superman. The bum-ba-dum.
Which one?
Bum-ba-dum, bum-ba-dum. Bum-ba-dum, bum-ba-dum. Bum-ba-dum, 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 bum-ba-dum.
Oh, I know it now. Okay. I didn't know he made that.
Yep.
That was really good.
Thank you. I actually have it on my phone. It's one of my
it's good.
Cardio songs.
And do you start like running?
I started over.
And open your shirt.
It's like bum ba dum. I'm like, all right, cool. I need to let me increase the incline. Bum ba dum, bum ba dum.
A little more every time, yeah. all right, so John Williams, what's your favorite score from a movie or TV show game? I know that's hard. It's hard to narrow it down. But if you could only listen to one for the rest of your
probably
life,
probably Avengers. Alan
really?
Silvestri.
Which one?
Dun-dun. From in-game portals.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking...
That's a good one.
Flam.
I would say...
It's my ringtone. Or maybe even the X... The X-Files was my ringtone for a minute. So my mom used to watch that, and I knew it was about like aliens and monsters and shit.
Yeah.
And I was a very squeamish kid. You could scare me very easily.
You still do jump pretty easily.
And thank you. And like I would be at home and I hear boom, 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 and I would go to the complete opposite side of the house.
What?
This just freaked me out. I just associated that sound with like scariness. Yeah.
But, that's fair.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite composer is probably Hans Zimmer.
My favorite composer is Rob Zombie.
Oh my God. What band is he in?
I don't know. Dracula or whatever.
I don't know. Dracula. Hans Zimmer. I mean, it is a tie between Hans Zimmer and John Williams, two of the greats. But, and Gustavo Santaolalla. But I would say my favorite theme is called Hope, and that's from The Outer Worlds. That's a video game.
Boo.
What? Why would you do that? Because why? Because
this is not a video game podcast, Logan.
I don't care. I still think that that's...
Clearly you don't, because you're talking about video games.
Yeah, that song is fucking bonkers.
Ooh.
No, you need to listen to it. It feels like it should be in this awesome,
everyone,
like,
I want you to comment.
Space epic.
And let us know how you didn't listen to this song that Logan's talking about.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Anyway. Yeah,
you should listen to that song. If you're a fan of like just cinematic
trash
scores, it's good. I hate you. All right, I'm ending. I'm not going to talk the rest of the time now.
Oh, okay. Well, so yeah, I really enjoyed this film. It's written well, directed beautifully. All the performances are great. Cillian Murphy, this is his... Is he in Dunkirk? Don't know. You should see Logan right now. He's a little sourpuss. He was going to speak. He leaned up to the microphone.
Well, you're being really mean. You're being really mean.
What are you, six?
I'm not going to speak this.
What a great episode.
What's your watch list?
I've been... What have I been... I've been watching
show.
The Americans.
Okay.
I'm on season
five. How many
five.
Seasons are there?
Six.
Oh, so you're almost done.
Yes.
Are you going to do what you did with The Wire and just stop watching it?
I do need to finish The Wire. Yeah. The Wire is too much.
Yeah, it's heavy.
I don't want to see people do heroin every day.
Ugh, I can't watch that.
Excuse me.
Don't do drugs. Get vaccinated.
I don't believe in vaccinations.
And
Invincible. The animated.
Oh, right.
Frank Miller.
Right. Yeah, I gotta watch.
His name is Miller, but it's spelled M-I-L-L-A-R.
Millar.
Yeah, but it's Miller.
Is that German or something, maybe?
Couldn't tell you.
Moller? With you? Can you do a German accent? Let me hear it.
I don't know.
Let's try it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Bonson thighs.
We went down to Gatlinburg, and we passed this place called Sexy Stuff, but it only has one F. So it's Sexy Stuff. The entire time it's like, yeah, let's go down to the Sexy Stuff.
If you ever want to have a sauerkraut sandwich again.
Sandwich.
A sandwich. Not sandwich.
We've been watching the show on Hulu called Solar Opposites.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's like Rick and Morty. It's actually from the creators.
I know. Yeah, with the aliens or whatever.
Really good.
That's why they haven't been making more Rick and Morty's, because they're busy with their other show.
Yeah. I mean... If they do like, it would be great if they did like one every other. Like it was just like in the fall, Rick and Morty, and in the spring, Solar Opposites. So
then
you're asking
people to do a lot of work, Logan.
Yeah,
even though they get paid millions of dollars to do it.
Oh, I don't know about millions. It seems too much.
Rick and Morty is pretty successful. I would be surprised if they just ordered fucking seven or four more seasons of that show.
Yeah, but it's going to take them forever to fucking make that shit.
They get millions.
Look it up. Is that a little rain?
I don't know what that is.
I think it's the rain.
It sounds like someone's dragging a trash can or something.
I think it's the rain. That guy. Oh my God, that was good. Callback.
Thank you.
No, we have nothing going on outside the window today. I mean, plot twist. So you know how I talk about that red pickup truck right there?
Yes.
How it's like always parked over onto the sidewalk?
Yes.
I thought it was our, you know, couple doors down.
Is he like way down?
I thought so. But I think it's our actual neighbor, and we like the guy that
flicks cigarette butts everywhere.
Yeah, oof.
You could complain.
I'm like, going to.
Yeah, just be like,
you're destroying the fucking earth.
Have LaCrista do it. She's a white woman. Yeah, she'd get anything done.
She'll never.
She'd get anything done except, you know,
she
equal
would
rights.
Never complain. What's so?
She'd be like, my name is. What's her main name?
Keller.
My name is. Yeah, that's a very white name.
Yeah. Oh man. One time in high school, Keller, we were hanging and out. I'll let I you am finish very your band.
Huh? Upset.
Okay.
Upset in all caps. Period.
That's
space.
It.
Space.
Okay, space.
This is completely ridiculous. Oh. Ooh, wait, what
I was
going to
say unacceptable. Mm.
Unacceptable. No.
Unacceptably ridiculous. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Do we have anything else to add?
Angry white women.
Yeah. Karen. Here's that video.
I saw something. It was
go
like,
on, Karen.
I saw something. It was like, it's like white women can't stand being called Karen for 3 months, and yet you got names like fucking Letitia and Ling Ling and all these like other racially derogatory names that have been thrown around for decades.
But no one cares.
And you call somebody Karen and they're fucking calling the cops on you.
Right.
Anyway.
Calling the cops.
Double standards.
They don't exist.
Especially not here in America.
Everyone, I hope you liked the show. This episode is so fucking bad.
Question of the week. Have you ever dealt with an angry white woman?
No, we have
oh, no, yeah. Oh, wait, we'll save that for next week.
Yeah. Yeah, ignore him. Ignore that one. Put it out of your mind. That's next week.
I'll give you a week to come up with an answer.
And maybe you'll have an interaction by then.
Yeah, well, I'll have my own because, you know, I live with an angry white woman. Well, she's not angry
all
the time.
She's not angry. Did you get that turtle yet?
Stop.
All right. That's all right. All I have to add. Follow us on social media.
It's Inception. I almost said Interstellar again.
Oh,
Inception is a 9 out of 10. Fucking fantastic movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't know what else to say about it. I barely said anything.
This movie's been out for 11 years.
Yeah, it's great.
Go
it's
see it.
A dime a
you
dozen.
Haven't.
Yeah. All right, well. What was the question of the week?
What's your favorite film score?
Oh, yeah.
Or game.
Yeah.
What's your favorite score?
Yes.
And who's
for
your
movies,
favorite composer?
Not games.
No, or TV shows or
no.
games. Or TV shows or games.
Movies.
Or TV show or games.
We'll talk about this
no
later.
TV show or games.
All right, so.
Goodbye?
I don't, yeah.
All right.